Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Golden State Warriors off to just a jamming start. They win in L.A. by double digits. I wouldn't call it a blowout, but a game they controlled from the beginning to the end. And I thought that you could just sprinkle all kinds of things that are pretty exciting to see. I don't want to get too far into like shooting percentages and stuff because it's like one game. But I look at it more in terms of like, okay, what are the Warriors offering? And I think that last night is a reminder that this team has two superstars. And I really do think that we've forgotten this. We really have forgotten it. Everybody through the offseason got stuck on two things. One was obvious, all of the drama and the negotiations surrounding Jonathan Kuminga. And two, the Warrior age. The age is what it is, and that'll play out over time, and they're going to have to manage it and have a plan and all that. What I think has really been under-discussed is how much talent is on this team. You have two legit superstars. And then there's a bunch of the question marks that get thrown in, such as can Jonathan and the team meet in the middle and find that stride of playing the way they want him to play? Last night was a wonderful start. I was reminded of the way Buddy Hield started last year, where he was absolutely on fire. Happened again. I find the Warriors to be damn near unbeatable when Buddy Hield shoots the ball like that. And then, okay, Dibs, your guy, Will Richard,
yep,
was a real positive, obviously in just little sprinkles out there on the court, but he looks like he's advertised, which is a player that comes out of college with a lot of basketball experience and therefore just brings smarts to the court and some ability right away.
And your plus-minus Army out there, he was a minus 11. So if you want to go ahead.
Will?
Yeah?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, minus 11. I mean, he had a couple of great plays. He had a great steal. He had a catch-and-shoot bucket where it was an air ball, and he was there. I just thought that watching him, he looked like somebody who belonged. He didn't ever have that feeling of like, oh boy, this is too big for me. It's the opening night. It's prime time. I'm on Peacock. Now I'm on NBC. I've never been on NBC before. No one ever has in our career. He just looked like a guy who belonged. And, you know, Steve Kerr obviously liked him enough to play him 13 and a half minutes more than GP2. So I do think that he's going to get more minutes and more of a chance to go out there and show himself. But for me, the biggest part is what you're talking about, where it's Jimmy Butler. Whether or not you have two stars or not, Steph Curry was able to kind of just like, not Netflix and chill, but all right, Steph, we need you to come here and kind of save us with the big three. Okay, boom, big three. We're up 10. Night-night, game over.
Yeah.
But by and large, it was kind of Jimmy carrying the water all night.
It absolutely was. And then he was, along with Draymond, the ones who had to be entered back into the game late. I think Steve was hoping to put the whole thing on ice. Lakers made a little bit of run, happens in the NBA, whatever. Okay, Draymond, Jimmy, go back in there. And the second they did, they put a stop to it right away. Draymond with that corner three, I thought kind of was like what restabilized the whole thing, and it was just kind of cruise control from there. Take a listen to a lot of this, though, because honestly, I don't know what your number one takeaway was. My number one takeaway, and maybe this sounds like a stupid media thing to say, but I was actually so impressed with everything that happened after the game. The game itself was great. The Warriors played, I think, a team that they're better than, and they won. It was sloppy at times, but whatever. They led by, I think, led by Kuminga and their main stars at the start of the third quarter. They were fantastic, and they took a one-point lead and knocked it to double digits right away, and then it pretty much stayed there. I thought that was where they won the game. But what I loved is what I heard after the game. And I know these are just words, but to me it spoke to an overall connectivity to where this team is right now. And I think that's what we spent most of the summer actually worrying about, which is how through all of this do you find a way on opening night to be on the same page? Jonathan wants to be a one. He's going to be mad at the way this all went. How do you find that sort of peaceful existence where everybody, because I'm a firm believer in this, on the team needs to be pushing in the same direction? Didn't you feel like you heard that? And I felt it genuine. I mean, here's Jonathan on rebounding.
The rebound part, it's just been a goal that I've been speaking to my people. Just myself, I was trying to set a goal and just be a rebounder as much as I can. No matter how my game is going on offense and defense, just making sure, just impacting on that side of the game, just being a great rebounder. And I'll say assist-wise, it's just the game has slowed down so much. Just things I'm reading way better compared to, you know, before or my past. So, you know, just letting the game come to me easily, not trying to force a lot of things and just reading how people playing against me, or, you know, how we're moving on the court with different people on the floor, with Steph, with Jimmy, Draymond, with Buddy, just pretty much everybody on the team, and learning how they're moving. And I think it's one of the things I kind of went to over summertime, watching a lot of films. Just working on playing without the ball, with the ball, using certain people as Jimmy, Steph, just focusing on how to play with those people and just working on my own basketball pace. And I think that's kind of helped me throughout the summer. That's what helping me out there to just see the game even better.
Jonathan is not in the Yoda space. You know the famous quote from Yoda, there is no try, do or do not. We're not there yet. I think that's part of it. It's professional sports. You can't go out there and just be like, but I'm trying. But I think that that's at least step one, isn't it? Step one is to both hear and see Jonathan say the things and do the things that the organization wanted him to do. And I felt in the first half, you could see the effort. You're still making some mistakes in, as far as decisions and shot selection. And then in the second half, you saw someone who nailed it. He absolutely nailed it. That's step one as far as the Warriors having another high-level weapon, I think.
Well, and I do believe that if he is your number four weapon, to use your word, then you have a chance to really be something special, because last night he had 9 rebounds, and last year he only had 4 games where he got 9 rebounds. And I do want to tip the cap to his agent, Aaron Turner, for the most awkward statement of his hour-long interview with Stein and Guru, which was, you know, if he gets the minutes, he's going to rebound. And so far, through one game, he's not wrong. Yeah, he got the minutes, and he did rebound. I'm going to package it that way. I'm going to do it because Kuminga got the minutes, and he got the rebounds. And I do think that whether or not it was the minutes that he got, he definitely looked engaged from the jump, and he got the start, and he got the minutes. And even though in his opening 8 or 9 minutes, it was a little bit sloppy. They all were sloppy. And he had a couple of shots that you probably don't really want him to take, but it's the first quarter of game one. So go out there and, you know, try to get your way into it. He had one that he got into the key and he spun and he pulled up from 13 and he was double teamed and it was just an absolute brick. But other than that, I thought that he was mostly good. And his 2 turnovers in the first half, one was when he saved the ball under the Lakers basket, and he had to throw it to somebody, and he threw it to the Lakers. That's a turnover. And the other one was where he got an offensive rebound, and he was double-teamed under the basket, and he was not strong enough, and he just straight lost it. Those were his 2 turnovers. They weren't like, I'm in here, and I leave my feet, and I have nowhere to go to. They were, I think, for me anyway, normal, aggressive type turnovers that you can live with.
Grandy, you said you got a tweet from his agent last night?
Yeah, Aaron Turner, at @arockturner20, right as the game ended, tweeted, "Trust the work," 2 exclamation points.
Okay. That's not a bothersome thing to say. If there was
he's about to get a follow from me.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Trust the work, A-Rock.
Let him know that he's going to get muted 6 days later, because that's how you operate.
I don't work with him, so he won't be muted.
He will be. If he tweets too much, he will be.
We'll see.
Yeah. As long as I don't mind any of that. That's good. When you told me there was a tweet and you wanted to read it, I was like, this better not sound like I told you so. There better not be any "I told you so"
minutes
in this tweet.
Minutes equal rebounds. Hashtag let JK eat. Like, that would bother you more than,
He also retweeted one of Anthony Slater's tweets last night, post-game, talking about Draymond complimenting Kuminga in his play.
I think we have that right here, do we not?
His performance was great. That rebound is what everyone in the world has been waiting to see. You know, you got that athleticism. You go make big plays like that. You got superstar potential. You go make big plays. Those are game-winning plays. What did we get? Two free throws out of that? Like, those are game-winning plays, you know? And so, you know, we all can ask for opportunity. When you ask for opportunity, you must deliver. And I think he's been very vocal about his opportunity, and he delivered. And so, you know, when you see a guy that's willing to put their neck on the line and be vocal, and then they deliver, you also must reward them. Because if they don't, you tear them down. That's just naturally what happens. If you be vocal and you don't deliver, you get torn down. So when you're vocal and you go deliver the way he did all night, he was guarding Luka all night.
You know what that just made me think of?
Don't even say it.
Say it for me.
I thought the same thing.
Say it for me.
Andrew Wiggins.
No.
In the playoffs.
No. Deebo Samuel Thursday night against the Rams last year.
Oh, wow.
Vocal about opportunity, and then you don't deliver, you're going to get torn down.
I was thinking about Andrew Wiggins when he had double-digit rebounds in the playoffs, and they all said, man, did you see that? That rebounds. Andrew, I mean, that's what Andrew can do. That's what I heard from the beginning of the Draymond quote right there.
Well, I would love what I saw from Jonathan last night in the second half. I would love for that to be labeled cooking. Can we do that? That is cooking. The whole...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Let JK cook thing is, I think, emblematic of the wrong way to play basketball. Let JK have the ball in the wing and then let him shake it and then just shake it back. And then we're going to go to the rack and then we're going to ha. Like, that's not basketball. That's not winning basketball. Man, he was good in the second half last night. Good Lord, because the whole thing, all of them, was within the framework of what the team was trying to do, and it leads to easy buckets. And you hear Draymond, Draymond's fired up about a rebound. He's not fired up about 17 points. He's fired up about a rebound because it's a winning play. And Jonathan is doing it, man. So I don't know, it's one night, but on one night, didn't you go to bed last night and feel like, I think they all got to each other? I think somebody heard somebody. And that's all the whole thing has been waiting for, right?
Yeah, basically. And you heard Jimmy Butler talk about how, you know, he and JK have spent time and how he's going to mentor him and all the rest of it. And if that's really the way that's going to go, if he did what he did in the summer and he gets his deal and then he missed out on Jimmy Butler's San Diego wine cellar vibe and all the rest of it, but that's okay. You get all into camp and Jimmy goes, hey, JK, come here. Let me tell you what I think you should do. And that's it.
Jimmy Butler last night.
I just want to help JK be great. He's got so much like just raw talent, and he's so aggressive. He's athletic. He's super smart, and I'm trying to teach him a little bit of what I see throughout the game. And we've been, you know, kicking it, hanging out, watching film, and just working on our game together after practice, before practice, during practice. I know how great he wants to be and how great he can be. So it's now my job to help him fulfill that.
Ooh, and that's where I got to admit that I was wrong this summer when I was worried about the ability for these guys to all wrap each other up in a sleeping bag and like be okay. Go camping together, man. Like just let the whole thing get wrapped up into the Warrior culture. We're one night in, but I'm hearing all the things you would hope to hear from Jonathan, from Steve, from Jimmy, from Draymond. And then you also get a sprinkle in of all the light stuff. Buddy hates Jimmy.
Yep.
Jimmy's betting on himself against Steph.
I like that.
Steph doesn't even know that the bet's happening. The bet's with Draymond. Jimmy and Steph both go out. If you didn't hear, by the way, Jimmy has a bet with Draymond that he can have a higher percentage from the free throw line this year than Steph. Steph catches wind of it, says there's no chance he's going to win that. They're both shooting 100% after last night.
Yep.
Like, That's what you want. How easy is it to root for that group?
It's easy, and Jimmy kind of made a guru bet because the better bet would have been, I'm going to make more free throws than you because he's not going to have a higher percentage than Steph. Jimmy shoots about 84%, but Jimmy's going to get more shot attempts from the foul line.
That's true.
The better bet would be, I'm going to make more than you, Steph Curry. That's a real bet.
No, you let him know. Maybe there's still time to adjust it.
Yeah.
That's going to be up to day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.